Okay, good to see everybody. And happy Father's Day to everyone. It's not Mother's Day. No. Happy Father's Day to everyone. And today we're going to be speaking about Father's Day. How about that? Because we need some equal time. First, we're going to chant Jai Radha Madhava. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Janabalaba Yiri Vardasadri Gopi Janabalaba Yiri Vardasadri Yasoda nanana Raja Janavranjana Yasoda nanana Raja Janavranjana Jamuna Tera Anachadi Yamuna Te Ravanachadi Jai Radha Madhuva Kunjabi Adi Jai Radha Madhuva Kunjabi Adi Janabalaba Yiri Vardha Hori Mopi Janabalaba Yiri Vardha Hori Sudanan Braja Jana Ranjana Sudanan Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tera Vanachati Yamuna Tera Vanachati Jayu Rado Madhava Kunya Vihari Jayu Radha Madhava Kunnabhikhavuti. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravidikacharya Osutada Satishi Shimad, His Divine Grace Abhaya Chatananda Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Koho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shedwaita Gadadha Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Sayam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavanam Ki Jai Mathuradam Ki Jai Jagadadasami Ki Jai Mudmai Ki Jai Shrimati Lassi Devi Ki Jai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Gaur. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani. Niva Shesha Shanyavari Paschatate Shatarni Om Ganati Madanda Shah. Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshudam Meditam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while we were blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So as I mentioned, today we're going to speak about Father's Day. So before we speak about Father's Day, we have to understand who is a father. Now that may seem like, that's a simple one. That means mommy, daddy, brother, sister, and daddy is father, right? That's true, that's one father. Just like in the Vedic literatures, you have seven mothers. Oh my God, who knows the seven mothers? Nobody knows. Okay, let's see if we can figure them out. One is the actual mother. That's pretty easy. What's the next one? The cow. Not Tulsi Devi. Tulsi Devi's not one of the seven mentioned. Mother Earth. The nurse. Wife of the king. Brahmana. And the wife of the spiritual master, unfortunately, sometimes he has no wife. So those are the seven mothers. Remember that. So we have to respect those seven mothers. And as far as the fathers, there's quite a few of them, too. I mean, there's different lists. I'm going to repeat the list that Chanaka Pandit gives, but there's actually more. He says that there's the birth father, obviously, the spiritual master, teacher. Spiritual master, teacher, the father-in-law. Uh-oh, someone got upset with that one. Okay, father-in-law, a man who gives food and the man who gives protection. But actually, there's more than that. There's one more that wasn't mentioned. Krishna! Well, Krishna, because what does Krishna say? He says, Sarvajonishu Kantiya. You know the rest of the verse? Tasham Varni Hambhija Pradapita. He said, you know, all the living entities who take birth in this material world and everywhere, I am the seed-giving father. Hambhija Pradapita. That's very interesting. Also, another verse, Mame Vangsa Jiva Loke. Yes, that all the parts and parts, all my living entities, all the living entities are my parts and parcels, and they are struggling very hard with this material energy. So this establishes that Krishna is the Father. Now on this day, or let's backtrack a little bit. So on this day, in many religions, they teach about honoring your father and mother. Christianity in particular has a injunction, something called the Ten Commandments. Everyone's heard of Ten Commandments? The interesting thing about the Ten Commandments is that these are sub-religious principles. What do we mean by sub-religious principles? Actual religion is sarva dharmam prichaja mamekam sharanam braja ham tvam sarva popibhyo moksha shami masu chat. Surrender to Krishna, do what Krishna wants, and don't have any other motivation. That's pure devotional service. And yabhi dashita shunyam yanakarmana abritam anukulyena krishnanushilena bhaktivitamam. That's actually religion, that's dharma, part of dharma. Yato bhaktir hoksajaya haitakiya pratyata yatma supati sidate. Sabai pumsam paro dharma. Yato bhaktir hoksajaya. It's an interesting verse in the Bhagavatam. That the tamas para dharma, yato bhaktir hoksajaya, is devotional service to Krishna. And that devotional service should be what? Ahaituki apratyata. Ahaituki means it is not. There's no condition, there's no motivation for it. Apratyata doesn't stop under any condition. Matra sparshas dukantiya, whether one's sick, whether one's happy, whether one's sad. Devotional service continues in all circumstances. So that's paradharma. But there's actually secondary or preliminary dharmas. And those are things like the Christians mentioned in the Ten Commandments. Like honor your father and mother, you know, don't commit adultery, don't lust, don't steal, you know, all sorts of nice things like that, not so nice. So these are called sub-religious principles. Now the interesting thing is if you look at the Bhagavad Gita, really Krishna is not telling Arjuna any of these sub-religious principles, right? Because Arjuna is high class. When we reach out to people in the modern world, we have to continually talk about the sub-religious principles because people are not high class. You know, that's why when we give people initiation, or Prabhupada gave people initiation, devotees initiation, he had people talk about the four regulated principles, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. Why? Because people are doing those things. If you're in a polite society, if it's Satya Yuga, you don't really have to do the four regulated principles anymore. And sometimes when I'm giving initiation to someone and they're from a very high class family, you know, someone who's like 95 years old, I said, I'm not going to ask you to speak about these four regulative principles because you've been following them your whole life. You're from a high-class family. Whereas generally, yes, we do ask people to recite the four regulative principles that they're vowing to follow. So anyway, so honoring your father and mother, well, that's actually mentioned in the Gita too. It's interesting. That's the one thing that's mentioned in the Gita. And it's mentioned in the 17th chapter, text 14. Do you know that? No. What happened with you? It's mentioned about austerity of the body. It's interesting. It's the one of the sub-religious principles. I mean, in the Gita, there's a hint that you're not supposed to eat meat, but it really doesn't say that in the Gita. It says, patram pushpam phalam toyam yome vata prayachati. Offer me a leaf of fruit or a little water with love and devotion. And if you eat without offering to me, you're eating sin. You know, so it's like indirect. But the one direct principle mentioned here, sub-religious principle, is austerity of the body, is offering respect, and I'm going to read this, to the worship of the Supreme Lord, the Brahman, the spiritual master, and superiors like the father and mother. It's interesting. Also, Krishna mentions cleanliness, simplicity, celibacy, and nonviolence. So it's very, very important to understand this principle of respecting all these different fathers. Now we're going to start talking about different fathers and sons, and how sons are obedient to the father, and how fathers always take care of the sons. Not in the case of devotees and the Supreme Lord, not demons. Certainly Hiranyakashipu was not a good father. But Prahlad Maharaj was a good son. Wow. Just see. Hiranyakashipu, I mean, what kind of father was that? You're trying to poison your kid, throwing him off a cliff, putting him in a pit of vipers. What else? An elephant under the foot of an elephant. Trying to kill him with a sword yourself. I think you got some problems with child abuse there. You know, just, I'll tell you a funny story. One time I was actually in Fiji. We were at a temple, and there's this big picture of Ugra Nrisimha with Hiranyakashipu on his lap. And he's taking out the intestines of Hiranyakashipu. Intestectomy, it's called, technical word. And a group of people from England came in, and they were taking a tour of the temple. And, you know, you're showing them around, you know, here's Krishna playing the flute. Oh, isn't that sweet? Here's Lord Ram and Sita. Oh, this is so sweet. And then all of a sudden, Hiranyakashipu and Lord Nrisimha, blood dripping from his mouth. I think we better get out of here, dear, the couple said. Because we don't know what's going to happen to us here. So I said, all right, Krishna, give me some intelligence on how to explain this really quickly. So I said, he's a child abuser. And this is what Krishna does to child. Oh, yeah, that's good. We got you. We got you. So, but in any case, Prahlad Maharaj shows the ideal example of what a son should be on Father's Day. But his father doesn't show the ideal example of what a father should be on Father or any other day of the year either. Because what did Prahlad Maharaj do? After all those attempts on his life, and after the Lord killed his father, Prahlad Maharaj said to Lord Nrisimhadev that I have no personal desires, but I'm very concerned with my father. I want him to be forgiven and liberated. And so that's a perfect son. Not that the son should stay around and be beaten or abused or anything. That's not what I'm saying. But the principle of forgiveness and praying for the welfare of everybody. And of course, it's also mentioned by Lord Kapiladev, Tatikshiva, Kurunika, Surada Sarvadehinamajata Shatravashanta Sadhava Sadhavushana, that the qualities of a Vaishnava are such that they're tolerant and merciful, a friend to all living entities, Surada Sarvadehinam, and Ajata Shatrava. They don't consider anyone to be their enemy. They don't hate anyone. Hate is not there in a Vaishnava lexicon, you know, dictionary. So like that. But Prahlad Maharaj was a perfect son. That's really important. But let's talk about better relationships. Prahlad Maharaj, let's talk about some good fathers. Okay, let's talk about Krishna as a father, okay? And I'm going to tell a very interesting story of how he's the best friend as a father. Of course, Krishna also says that in the Gita, in the 529, what's that verse? Yes, Suradam. He's the best friend of all living entities. In fact, he's called Dinabandhu. And I'm going to tell a story about this that illustrates this. And the story was told by Prabhupada. Once upon a time, there was a very poor boy who didn't know who his father was. Bad on Father's Day, anyway, so somehow or other, he didn't know who his father was. And he was going to school. And it was Father's Day. Well, Father's Day also as a teacher is a father. So there was a tradition in India, I don't know if it's still going on right now, that one day a year on Teacher's Day or Father's Day, everyone bring the teacher presents, right? You still have that tradition? You bring the teacher presents? Yeah, presents, not your presents, but presents, you know, gifts. What's that? September 15th, I'll have to remember. 5th, I'll have to remember that and be in India that day. So anyways, so this one boy, you know, very poor family. He didn't know who his father was. And the teacher said, all right, who's going to give me some gifts? You know, I guess a greedy teacher there or something like that. So the boy was thinking, you know, oh my God, what am I going to get my teacher? And because the teacher said, we're going to have a big feast, so you got to prepare food or bring something from home. And he goes to his mother, says, Mata, what can we bring the teacher? And the mother said, don't have anything. Don't have anything to give. And he said, I got to bring something. The teacher, you know, the teacher has a temper too. Bad temper. So he said, I got to bring something to the teacher. And she said, I don't have anything. But I heard that Krishna is the friend of the poor. This is Dinabandhu. And he said, basically, Krishna is the friend of the poor. That's pretty good. So, will Krishna give me anything? Where can I find Krishna? And mother said, I heard he's in the forest. Of course, Krishna is everywhere, sarvatra. We understand that. But generally, the sages, they would go to the forest to find God. Or in certain countries, go to the mountains or to the desert, perform austerities like that. So basically, he goes to the forest, and she says to him, Krishna is your best friend. You know, Bhakti Rama Jagatapasam, Sarvalokamaheshwaram, Dinabandhu. So he starts yelling, Dinabandhu, Dinabandhu, friend of the poor. Where are you? Help, I need you. Krishna appears, and he says, don't worry. What do you need? And he says, I have this problem. And he says, you just go to your teacher and tell him you're going to give him something that's going to feed everybody in the classroom. Okay. So he says, okay, I have faith. So he goes back to his teacher and says, I'm going to bring something, you know, that'll be feed everybody, you know, yogurt for everybody in the classroom. And so the teacher says, oh, pretty good guy here. So when it comes time for the day, he goes to the forest, Dinabandhu, where are you? And Krishna appears and says, all right, time for the feast. And he gives him just a little clay pot full of yogurt. Just a little clay pot full of yogurt. And so this guy's thinking, is he really friend of the poor? Anyway, so he goes to the teacher, and the teacher says, so what have you brought? And he gives him this clay pot full of yogurt. And then what happens is that the teacher gets really angry. He says, I thought you were going to get me something to feed the whole classroom. Ha! And he throws down the pot of yogurt. And then the pot just like keeps emanating unlimited yogurt. You know, so he's able to feed everybody from the pots. So Krishna is like that. Ananyas chinta yandumam ye janak paripasate tesham nechibiyuktumam yogakshemam vahamiham. Krishna says, for one who has faith in me, is devoted, completely devoted to me, then I carry what he lacks. I preserve what he has. So that's Krishna, the first father, the original personality, Adi Purusham, Govindam Adi Purusham. And so let's talk about more fathers that are really nice, because we already talked about a bad father. Actually, there was another bad father I wanted to mention, too. Ravana and Indrajit. Indrajit was a good son. He served his father, even though he knew his father was on the wrong path. And Ravana just sent his son away to be killed. Anyway, so let's talk about some of the good fathers. Let's start with Krishna creating this material world, how he's a father. In the beginning of creation, this material world, we were all actually within the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mahavishnu. Actually, before that, we were in the spiritual world. But when we came to the material world, during the time of the dissolution, bhutva, bhutva, paliyate, again and again, there's a creation and dissolution of this world. We enter into the body of the Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu means big Vishnu, who's lying in the causal ocean. And from him come the other expansions of Vishnu, such as Garbhadakshay Vishnu, Jiradakshay Vishnu. But in any case, that's not what we're going to talk about. So what happens is we're within his body, and he looks out at this material creation. And his method of impregnating or becoming the father in terms of implanting us within this material creation is saikshita, through his glance. And that glance is another father. That glance is Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva is our father too. Interesting, isn't it? And Lord Shiva really is the one who impregnates, because that it's Krishna acting through Shambhu. Shambhu, 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 Shivaya. Acting through Shambhu to implant the living entities within this material world. So there's Krishna, Lord Shiva, and then Krishna has various incarnations that come down to protect us, to act in a fatherly way. Parichanaya sadunam vinashaya chadushkutam. Whenever there is a decline of religion and the devotees are attacked, Krishna comes down to reestablish religious principles and protect the devotees. And then Krishna acts as guru. So Krishna is guru also, not only Hambija Pradapita. Krishna is the original guru, and actually it's Balaram, who the first expansion of Krishna, Balaram Nityananda, that acts as guru. And then you have Lord Rama, who's also our father, and all the members of the disciplic succession in the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, who are also fathers to us. So I'm really expanding the whole list of fathers, right? Pretty interesting. And Prabhupada actually mentions that, well, in the Vedic literature, it mentions that we get our first birth from the material father. Of course, I don't want to say material, they're devotees, but from our physical father. And the second birth, eternal birth, is from the spiritual master. And the spiritual master represents the father in that regard. And the Gayatri mantra represents the mother in the second birth given to the devotees. So Srila Prabhupada himself dedicated his book, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to his father. So he's very much respecting to my father, to his father. He said, this is a quote, "To my father, Gaur Mohan Day, a pure devotee of Krishna who raised me as a Krishna-conscious child from the very beginning of my life, in my boyhood ages, he instructed me how to play the mridanga drum for chanting Hare Krishna. He gave me Radha Krishna deities to worship, and he gave me Jagannath Rath Yatra to duly organize the festival as my childhood play. He was kind to me, and I imbibed from him the ideas later on solidified by my spiritual master, the Eternal Father." And also Srila Prabhupada's father arranged Srila Prabhupada's marriage, which helped him advance in Krishna consciousness, or not advance, but ultimately take sannyas, but we're not going to tell that story. Just a few more stories about father-son relationships. There's Parikshit and Janamejaya. Parikshit, of course, was the one who heard the Srimad Bhagavatam from Shukadeva Goswami and then was bitten by the snake bird. And Janamejaya is a good son. What did he do? He tried to kill all the snakes because of his love for his father. Of course, ultimately, that was stopped by Ashtaka. But still, his mood of devotion for the father, this is what I'm actually stressing right now, is very important. Shukadeva Goswami and Vyasadeva are another combination. Vidura and Vyasadeva. Vidura was the son of Vyasadeva. And of course, one of the most famous father-son doubles, duels, are Ram and Dasarath, where Ram was so obedient to his father that his father exiled him for 14 years. And he didn't even question his father. And then, of course, Dasarath died because of the curse that he had gotten from killing the Brahmin boy. Another dedication is Krishna and Nanda Maharaj. Krishna was very dedicated to Nanda Maharaj. Another father-son combination is Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And so, even amongst the demons, as we talked about before, the sons are respectful to the father. So it's a very important part of human culture. And there's one other father I did mention, which I'm going to end the class with, keep it a short class today unless people have questions, is the bull is our father. Because the bull represents dharma, the principles of religiosity. And if we want to respect the bull, we have to follow the four legs of the bull. What the four legs of the bull represent the cleanliness, mercifulness, truthfulness, and austerity. And by doing that, we are respecting the bull, and of course, protecting the bull and protecting the cow. So this is my brief exposition about fathers on Father Day and Father's Day. And our dedication to our different fathers will be very pleasing to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So, anybody have any questions? Questions or comments about Father's Day? Yes.
I have a question. Just like Prahlad Maharaj, he had such great faith in Krishna, being the superior father. Even though I know Krishna is the supreme father, I still, my faith, I find that it's not increasing because I don't understand how he does things to help us when it feels like a hardship.
I'm going to repeat that question for everyone. So, Krishna is supposed to be our father. He is our father. And he puts us into difficulty many times and puts different people in the world into difficulty. makes things pretty miserable in this world, right? Dukale masashvatam janmam ritchu jirav yari duka doshana darshanam. Why does he do these things? And it's hard to understand when these things happen. There's something called 2020 hindsight. What did it say? Hindsight is 2020. So sometimes when something happens to us or happens to others, we understand why it happened 20 or 30 years from now. Because Krishna's whole intention, the whole purpose of this material world, is to free us from attachment to those things which are not productive to our eternal relationship with Krishna. And so when you see things in that perspective, just like a parent does things to the child does not appreciate. Srila Prabhupada, for example, did not want to go to school. He was adamant that he didn't want to go to school. So his mother, not his father, his mother had to hire someone to take him by the hand. He didn't have a gun, don't worry. It wasn't America. He had to take him by the hand and drag him to school. And Prabhupada was not happy about that. Isn't it? So he was doing something he wasn't happy about for the ultimate benefit. And sometimes with children, or oftentimes with children, we have to do things, not we, parents, not sannyasis, but we in a general sense, have to do things that the children don't like, or they may sometimes have to be punished, not badly, but punished in different ways to help them understand what's best for them. So it appears cruel. At the same time, we are seeing things as cruel because of our attachments. And pain and pleasure are experienced in this world because of attachments to this body and to the things related to this body. But as they say, give up the attachments, give up the pain. So Krishna is trying to bring us to the point where we're attached to something that we cannot lose, which is his lotus feet. Krishna is always with us in the heart, regardless of what we do, how we act. And when we come to that point, as we mentioned in this verse 529 in the Gita, Gatwa mam shantim richati, then we'll be peaceful. But until then, this is the nature of this world. We will see things take... I have to be honest. I'm not trying to be negative, depressed, or anything like that. We're going to see things taken away from us. Whether it's our youth, whether it's our friends. I mean, just like I have so many friends that are getting old or dying, or have already died. This is the nature of this world. This is the reality of this world. But when we identify with our relationship with Krishna, so it's called tough love. It's unfortunate. It's sad. I'm not happy about it. I wish Krishna would do it a different way. But he knows what he's he knows what he's doing. I mean, I have that faith. So how do you, the second part of the question is, how do you increase that faith? In spite of Yashaha Managrinami Harishe Tadadamshanai, Krishna taking away things that we're attached to, or putting us in difficult situations and challenging situations. The way I know of increasing that faith is by association with sadhus. You know, people who are actually have that faith. Because just like bhakti is actually present in the heart of the sadhus, and by association with the sadhus, one's inherent bhakti in one's heart gets woken up. So in the same way, one's inherent faith And Krishna gets woken up by proper association with sadhus, by serving sadhus, by helping other people come to Krishna consciousness. It takes some time. It takes some time, but it's a challenge. I mean, even in Christianity, you have Lord Jesus Christ saying, when he was on the cross, "My Father, why hast thou forsaken me? Because he's pinned there on the cross, and he's thinking, "God, why are you doing this?" So it takes time, and to overcome doubts, Shraddhana Purusha Darshmash Asha Parantapa Prapyamam Nivartate Ritu Samsara Bhartmani, because overcoming those doubts is essential to attaining spiritual realization. But it takes time. Patience. Utsahan Nishya Darya Tatat Karma Vartanat. And that's a good question. I think if we understand the ultimate purpose of this world, the study of purposes is called teleology. You know, what is the purpose? Then we can better understand why these things are happening. Look at it in terms of its purpose. And it's tough. I am not going to disagree with you. It is very tough. It is challenging, faith challenging, what devotees have to go through, what we personally have to go through. Okay? And another way to increase the faith. Okay. Ninth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Prachaksha Bhagavam Dharmyam Shushakam Kartamavyam. Then when you perform devotional service, you experience reciprocation from Krishna. And then you have some faith experiences that really, wow, Krishna is really taking care. I mean, just like I've mentioned before in a previous class, I don't know if you were here for that, that when my mother passed away, Krishna arranged at the last minute, and she had wasn't with devotees before, but Krishna arranged at the very last minute, because I was praying, that some devotee entered her house. Actually, that was Tulsi Devi who was here. And some devotee. I sent her there. But Krishna arranged that a devotee entered, and within an hour she passed away with the devotee chanting Hare Krishna into her ear. You know, for the last 92 years she had not had that experience, except of being at Rath Yatra with me a number of times. But during the last moments of her life, Krishna made the arrangement because of the desire of her son. So, for me, that was a faith-building experience. So think about the faith-building experiences that you have. The reciprocation from Krishna that you have when you chant. The times in your life where you can see that Krishna interceded. That Krishna brought you to him. Just like before I came to the Krishna Conscious Movement. I was just, this was after I finished with university, I was driving a taxi because I didn't know what to do with my life. And then some taxi driver gives me a Krishna book. How could something like that happen? And then I become attracted to Krishna, hear Prabhupada on the radio by accident. So there's all these different faith-building experiences that I've had throughout my Krishna conscious career. And I think about them, and yes, Krishna is there. And he has a purpose. I just keep meditating on what the purpose is. Therefore, that helps me get through all these different challenging experiences that each and every one of us has to experience. There will be challenging experiences. I guarantee it. You've gone through, I'm sure you've gone through some already, and there will be more through, as you go through life. Whew. But challenging, not problems, challenges and opportunities. Opportunities to take shelter of Krishna's name, to take shelter of Krishna consciousness. And it works. Okay, thank you for that very deep, deep personal question. Very nice question. Okay, so we have, there's going to be an announcement by Ujjala Rasagya. So all glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, and happy Father's Day to everyone here. And you have an announcement to make.
I was thinking, Maharaj, if we can bring up the temple website here. Hare Krishna, welcome to you all. Maharaj, I was thinking you would please make this announcement regarding the temple website. And just wanted to bring your attention. Adityanarayan Prabhu and his team members came up with this nice website for the temple, and it's available online. We'll let you go, just browse through, and then just explore different tabs on there. It's a beautiful one. You have a lot of information that you would need there. And I just wanted to bring your attention to devotee care webpage. When you go online, you will see different tabs there. And newgoloka.com, right? Yeah, newgoloka.com. And we'll post it in the WhatsApp, newgoloka WhatsApp also. And for those who are not in the WhatsApp group, please let us know. We'll just join you there. That's one thing. And after this, if you have any questions, I'll be available downstairs. So you please ask me also. And the information I wanted to give you, and that might be useful for you, is in the devotee care webpage, we have information about holistic health, wholesome devotee care, about our physical health, about our emotional health, social health, you know, devotee interactions, Vaishnava etiquette, empathic communication, and spiritual health, all the spiritual opportunities that are available in the congregation for the newcomers and the established devotees also. So, all of us can make use of that information for our individual wholesome care. That way the whole congregation can be more healthy in a holistic way. And the other thing I wanted to let you know is we have different devotee care teams, you know, for children, for Vaishnavis, for elders in the community. And we also have a financial care team, financial committee. It's more like giving your recommendations for those who are very naive to financial stuff, like myself. And if I need a quick recommendation or a suggestion, then since they are devotees, we could just approach them. And they're a little more knowledgeable than others in the financial matters. So that kind of help that we have in our devotee community. So that information will also be posted on the website. And regarding the physical health, we have information based on Shastra and scientific research, both allopathic and Ayurvedic information on the website for our physical health. And for those who are looking for Ayurvedic consultations or naturopathy consultation, a devotee that is practicing in Hong Kong. So his contact information is also available, and there is a WhatsApp group with that devotee. So you can ask him questions directly if you have any questions regarding your health or health of your family members. And if you want to be in that group, you just let me know. Again, I will post again these links in the New Goloka WhatsApp group. You just tap on that so you can be in that group. But if you need more information, I'll be downstairs. That's about the physical health. Second thing is for the congregation here, we are collecting medical resources just to have an information about different, the physicians, dentists, chiropractors, physical therapy, all those, whoever is in the congregation, the recommended medical staff. That information will be present on the website also. If somebody is new or whoever is looking for a good primary care or dentist or a physical therapist or chiropractor, you can just log into the website And then you will see some recommendations there with the contact information and recommendations. So that's something that, that might help you. So that's there too.
I think I'll pause here. But after you check the
devotee web care page, if you have any questions, Mother Leela Shakti. And I will be here, and Adithna and Prabhu will be here. So you please ask us if you have any questions in regards to anything, and we can see what we can do. And if we can do something, at least we can direct you to somebody who might be able to help you in any regards, from physical health to the spiritual health. Right? Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
So that's newgoloka.com. Maybe just when you have a free moment, check out the new website. It's actually much more user-friendly and informational and, helpful overall and more visually appealing. So you can send your friends to it as well if they need information about the temple. So it's newgoloka.com. And just on a practical note, just when I was standing here, I just wanted to appeal to all the parents. I saw a very large gaggle of small children running toward the street. And Dimmicks Mill Road is kind of busy sometimes, but people like to go down very fast. So if everybody could just spread the word amongst the parents to make sure that all children be supervised while they're here at the temple. We don't want any accidents and have to consult the devotee care website about physical therapists or anything. No. Please. Thank you. And today's feast was cooked by Radha Raman, Jagadguru, Narahari Rupa. And we thank them very much for cooking for all the Vaishnavas. Very nice prasadam. And also thank you again to His Holiness Sri Krishna Das Goswami for spending his time and enlightening us in so many wonderful topics. Haribo! Hopefully he'll spend the, most of the summer here, and he'll be giving classes every Sunday. And also, if anybody would like to speak with him privately, he's generally available. So you can let me know, or, of course, approach him yourself, and he'd be glad to answer any questions. So we'll head downstairs for prasadam. Thank you very much for coming, and please come next Sunday. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Mahaprasade Govinde. Nama Brahmane Vaishnave. Swalpa Punyavritam Rajan. Vishvaso Neva Jayate. Sharira Avidya Jal. Jordan Gia Tahekal Jive Fale Vishai Sagare Tara Madhe Jivayati Lobho Masudarvati Take Jita Katena Samsare. Krishna Varda Doyamoy Kori Bade Jiva Joy Swaha Prasadana Dilo Pai Sayanam Rita Pao Radha Krishna Gunagao Preme dako Shri Chaitanya Nitai Jaini Mai Jaini Tai Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya.